Hear that, Bubbles? We're going live. We're going live, Bubbles. We're live, Bubbles. We're live and a little squishy on a Friday. Woohoo. How are you doing? Let's see if that helps out. Help the camera? Yeah, a little better, I think. Good morning, everyone. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and I am Greg Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach. It's about 7:55. This is our 585th episode. We have a Bubbles cat here. You can see the tail. There's a little tail. She came to visit. She snuck by the doggies, right? And it's a Friday, right? And the problem is we're doing Fortune Cookie Friday today, and I'm down to my last Fortune Cookie, last one. So we're going to do that one, but we'll get more. And I got my shirt. This is one from one of our fans. So I'm wearing a shirt she got made for me for the show, and that's our Fortune Cookie Friday shirt. Being a little crazy, it's getting warmer out there, so it's time to get out the funky t-shirts and stuff like that, have a little fun. And what are we talking about today? Today I want to talk about, I was watching Gary Vee this morning, go figure, right? And people are worried about what other people say or what they'll say about them and how they'll be viewed, right? And that's why I put in the title. And that is a barrier to getting Agile and Scrum to work in a very productive way, right? Everybody's worried about everybody else and what they'll say if they ask a question or feel like they haven't got something done. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. So that's what we're going to talk about today, to get the more value to the customer. Because if you're afraid to say anything, it'll be harder to get the value out and to not work crazy hours. Because if you say something, you can get help from your teammates to get things done and get home to family and friends, to crazy kitties and crazy kids, and have some fun, right? And have fun at work and home. So what I want to mention something about yesterday's show. I thought it was funny. I didn't think about it until after I did the show. But the whole business continuity thing, and I had Eddie here doing the April Fool's thing, and it didn't dawn on me that I connected exactly right into business continuity, training people to be your replacement, right, and getting cross-trained so more than one person can do the job, so that if you can't do the job for some reason, someone else can step up the plate. So I guess I have to draft Eddie and show him how to turn on YouTube and do the live feed someday, or Isabella, so they can go do the show if Dad's not here, right, or out or something. I don't know. But it's something to think about. I didn't think about it until afterwards. I said that fit right into the whole business continuity idea and having people that can do the job and not being the only one there in case something goes wrong. Let's get back to the topic here. So I just wanted to share that. It dawned on me after I did the show. I was like, I didn't plan that at all, but it worked, right? So people worried about what people will say is a trust factor. And I was never a big trust person. And they bring that up a lot in Scrum and Agile. And one of the things that I find is that people won't speak up at a daily Scrum. People won't speak up at a retrospective. They won't speak up at all, because in a lot of cultures, or just people in general, it's not necessarily a cultural thing, because trust me, there's a lot of people that speak up everywhere in every culture. And if you really think it's a total cultural thing, a little bias there, right? You got to give them the opportunity, give them to speak up and do whatever they need to do to get the job done. Sooner or later, they do, as long as they get to the trust level. So how do we create that trust level? One, have a lot of one-on-ones with people. It's got to be done. It's a lot of legwork, but that's what's part of being a Scrum Master or an Agile Coach, is those one-on-ones, building that trust level. Two, getting the team norms together. Get them all on the same page. People trash the team norms. Oh, we don't need that. You really want that because you want everybody on the same level. Because you want to remind people that we all agreed to in writing. And writing is a very different thing than just speaking it. When you write things down, unless you have if you have no self-integrity, I can't help you. If everybody on a team has no self-integrity, because if there's no self-integrity, don't worry about nothing. Well, I mean, you can make a fool of yourself, which is fine. That's self, I don't know, whatever, self-humor. But self-integrity, where you have some integrity on what you say and do. And if you give your word, it's kind of mean something. If it doesn't mean anything, if you give your word, then it doesn't matter, right? So having that team norm so that people can feel safe to talk up and not worry about what other people will say. And also one of the things you have to watch out, because they'll trash each other, is open up to who you are a little bit so people know they are. So they know that they're human too. And everybody makes mistakes. I'm always like, everybody makes mistakes. It's okay. It's not going to be perfect. Some people are like, well, we got to make it. We're all going to make it 100% of the time. I can't help those people, right? I can tell those people, well, you've been wrong about 99.99% of the time when you make that statement. And you just don't realize it, and you refuse to realize it. Because everybody makes mistakes. Gary Vee makes mistakes all the time. He says it all the time. The billionaires of the world, Elon Musk, make a mistake. He launched SN11, and it wasn't ready, and it blew up. I don't know if it blew up in the air or blew up in the landing. I don't know if anybody really knows where it blew up. They know where it blew up, but they ain't telling anybody. So try to build a situation where people aren't afraid what other people will say. How you get there? You get there by doing. You get there by doing a lot of repetition. And that is where people want to do these 1 month and 6 month. There's a reason why we say less than a month sprint. It's the repetitions. It's really not by getting the workout earlier. It's about doing things a lot of times and learning in a faster pace. It's one of those other reasons why we do the smaller sprints. Otherwise, you can do this for 6 months to a year and do this process. But the problem is you want the repeat. And my teams grow faster when they have 1 week and 2 week sprints than they do if they have 3, 4, 6 week sprints. It grows slower for them because they don't repeat and learn from their adventures. So the more practice, the less you'll care about other people, the less you'll see that it's okay. And everybody's not going to trash your ass, right? And that's important. So the more you do it, the more you'll feel it. It's like swimming. Every time you jump in the water, okay, you'll learn how to swim sooner or later, right? So more practice helps people get over that fear of what other people are going to say and help them out. You know what? And if you're a leader, I'm going to add this one. If you're a leader, if you want to help people feel better about asking for help, ask for help yourself. Next daily scrum, you're a leader. I say, I need help. Can somebody help me out with this? Leaders do by taking the first shot and doing it a lot so people see it's okay. And that's a leader. That's what a servant leader does. That part I just said was pretty good. So that is what you need to do as a leader. Ask for help so everyone else sees it's okay to ask for help. Your daily scrums will go much better that way. Say, I need your help. I'm trying to figure this out. What do you all think? I'm going to need to set up a meeting. Maybe you can tell me how to solve this problem that I'm having or I'm seeing this thing. And I need everybody's help to try to figure out what the heck I need, what we can do next or I can do next. All right. With that, we're going to do Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! Fortune Cookie Friday! It's the last fortune cookie in the box. Actually, this is the fortune cookie from the local store. So I guess we got to go get Chinese food at some point. So this is the fortune cookie. This is sealed by Agile Accountants. And what we do is we figure out the Agile Accountants leave a message in the fortune cookie. Hopefully there's one in there. If the quality isn't bad, there's one in here. And we read it and we say, well, how does this fortune apply to what we just talked about? So this will be interesting. This could have lots of things, or how it applies to Agile Scrum in general. It's just something fun to do. Everybody wants to do something crazy. So here's the fortune cookie. We're going to open it up, and there is a fortune in there, so we're lucked out. There is one. Well, it's got a little blue stuff on it. I don't know what it means. Maybe it means it's good. Maybe it means it's bad. Okay. Ah. Ha. Here you go. How about this one? You know, we talked about everybody's afraid of what other people will say, and you got to get past that in order to progress. Quote, No man is a failure who is enjoying life. See that? No man is a failure who is enjoying life. We just talk about failure. So as long as you're enjoying what you do, it's okay to ask for help, you know? Failure's okay. Just enjoy your life. Don't get wrapped up and around what people will say. Enjoy your own life, right? So you'll never be a failure if you're enjoying what you do. And part of what we do as a scrum is enjoying working with other people. So maybe that's a little lofty of a description, but no man is a failure who is enjoying life. So as we're doing new things and trying new things, you're not a failure if you're enjoying what you're doing. You may fail every once in a while. Elon Musk blew up a rocket ship the other day. I think he's enjoying life. I don't think I'd call him a failure. You know, he fails every once in a while, but he's not a failure, right? Gary Vee, not a failure. He's enjoying life. I think he's trying to do it more, but as long as you're enjoying life and myself, I'm enjoying life. I don't know if I count myself as a failure. I do worry about sometimes what other people say. Sometimes I don't. I'm wearing this. I'm doing the show every day. I got a bubbles. We're doing it live. So, you know what? Enjoy life. Because if you're enjoying life, you're never a failure. And with that, we're going to say goodbye. Uh-oh.
Goodbye.
We got a boy here. Hi, Ed. Mm-hmm. Give us a thumbs up, right? Top dad. There you go. Thumbs up. And we got to ring the little bell so you get notification on your phone or your social media, email, whatever that says we went live and had some fun.
It's on the front.
It's on the front.
When you just open it, it's there.
Oh, when you open it, it's there. Got that, everyone. So please tell your friends, share, enjoy your weekend. We'll be here this weekend too. It's Easter weekend. Maybe we'll get the Easter bunny. I gotta get the Easter ears out and do a show with ears.
Bubbles had ears yesterday.
Bubbles had ears yesterday. She's a cat.
No, wait. Bunny ears.
Oh, bunny ears. Okay. All right. See y'all. Happy scrumming. Enjoy your Friday. Take care. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And Ralph.
Bye.